Hi, this is Albert from the From the Hip Podcast. Welcome to the program. Sometimes when I sing Elvis on stage, I gotta balance the songs that I know people are gonna like and remember with the songs that I like. When we were doing a lot of performing, which isn't the case anymore, I wanted to mix things up. But there are certain songs that I loved that I knew if I sang them, people wouldn't... they wouldn't see them as the mainstream. Here's one for you now. I just gotta fight a sneeze here. Okay. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Well, let's pretend that we're together all alone. Tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend that with you, you'll have to go. I can't say the things I want to say when you're with another man. If you love me, answer yes or no. Darling, I will understand. Great song. He'll Have to Go, that's what it's called. All right, what's been going on? I haven't talked to you for a long time. And where have you been? I've been driving down the road looking for you. I was going to pick you up, open the door for you, get you in the car. Kind of like Billy Ocean. I want you out of my dreams and into my car. But no, you're nowhere to be found. So I guess I have to do a solo recording. I have to drive around the city by myself looking for you and not find you, and then record. I was on the Jared Easley Starve the Doubts show. Jared is a kind of a hero to the podcast nation, to the up-and-coming podcasters, to the people like me that got recording gear and just a dream to share their story, their message. Sometimes people podcast because they want to get more exposure to their business or to their website or to something. When I don't really... that's how actually I started too. I had helping local businesses. But now I just do things for me, for fun. It's my own little radio station. But anyway, Jared is a voice for the podcaster, the little guy. Some of the big guys, I suppose. And he puts on a conference, the podcast movement. Met Jared years ago through my friend Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man. And he had us in our little mastermind, podcast mastermind group. And Jared was there. We met him. He joined the group after the first wave. He was not in the first wave. So I had a chance to meet him in Vegas and all that. Very gracious guy, helpful guy. And he's got a podcast and the conference, and he's got a fun little show, always changing it up. So I went on the show as Elvis Presley and stayed in character the whole time. And you could listen to that show by searching his podcast, Starve the Doubts. The title of the episode is Elvis. Kind of makes sense. But it was a totally ad-libbed performance by moi. Jared had some questions that I did not get to see or read beforehand, and that's good. I like it that way. Didn't really know how the interview was going to go. I didn't know the questions he was going to ask me about Elvis. I didn't know anything. So everything you hear there is spur of the moment, from the hip, as we say. And it went pretty good, pretty good. Sometimes I kind of think I slipped out of the Elvis voice a little bit. Could have been a little bit more Elvisy. You know, everything we do as performers, tribute artists, people that do imitations, everything is an exaggeration. You're seldom going to see a tribute artist be very subtle. They're always going to be over the top. So if I was to imitate Elvis in his exact speaking voice, it may not sound Elvisy as you might hear, let's say, another impersonator do it sometimes, because they go over the top. The example I can use is that cartoon Johnny Bravo. The Elvis guy was really, really crazy like that. Everything he said was over the top. You know, and Elvis, of course, didn't speak like that all the time. Anyway, there's two helicopters flying, which is very strange. I don't know what's going on. Three helicopters. There's three helicopters flying over, flying toward Lake Superior. It's a beautiful morning here, just to let you know. The sky is painted very nice. I can't even tell you what colors they are because I'm colorblind, but it looks pretty darn nice. There's not a cloud in the sky. It looks like something that's photoshopped. Beautiful, beautiful, clear. So if you get a chance, check out the Star of the Doubts podcast with Jared Easley if you want to hear my performance, quote unquote. Please do so. I enjoyed that format a lot. And it's nice to get out there in front of more people, other people that like to hear comedy. You know, I do have a limited audience, people that I force my podcast upon, family members, a couple of friends who just don't know how to say no. I'm not listening to this garbage. It's not a sore point at all. We have another podcast that we're going to record with Jared. I'm maybe doing a different voice, different character this time. We had it tentatively set up for this week, but it's going to get moved. Right now, I'm in the line for coffee. I don't know about you, but I like to have my coffee in the morning before I go to work. Why is it that office coffee always tastes like crapa? I don't know why, but maybe it's in our minds. Well, thanks for listening to the From the Podcast. It's not going to keep you any longer. Please check out that episode. If you do get a chance somehow to let me know if you liked it, that would be awesome. My Twitter handle is ALBERTHATHAZI. Very responsive on there. Send me a message, send me a tweet, send me a DM even. You know, I get it. I got notifications turned on. That's the way it goes when you don't have 2 million followers. You could kind of respond to people really quickly. All right. You've been great, even though you're not in the car today. I'm glad that we had this time together. Bye-bye now. Thank you.